The DA can today reveal that President Cyril Ramaphosa is abusing state resources in order to defy the Zondo Commission and defend ANC cater deployment corruption in court. Yesterday, Ramaphosa informed the DA that as president of the country, him and his entire government intend to oppose the DA's court case seeking to declare ANC cater deployment corruption unconstitutional and unlawful, despite the fact that this was recommended by Chief Justice Raymond Zondo in the final state capture report. It is hard to overemphasize the significance of this development. The ANC and the entire South African government, including President Ramaphosa, have now chosen to draw a defensive lager against the DA in an attempt to protect the very ANC policy that the government's own State Capture Commission identified as the root cause of state capture corruption in South Africa. Ramaphosa's opposition to the DA's case in his capacity of as president of South Africa also amounts to a flagrant abuse of public resources to protect ANC corruption. In his court papers, President Ramaphosa indicated to the DA that he has instructed the State Attorney of the Republic of South Africa to represent him in this case. What this means is that Ramaphosa is blatantly abusing state resources and the hard-earned tax money of South Africans to defend and pay for a court case that seeks to protect ANC cater deployment corruption. As he has done so many times before, President Ramaphosa and his entire government have shamelessly chosen the corrupt interests of ANC cadres over the needs of the South African people. It is now abundantly clear that the DA is the only political party working to implement not only the findings of the State Capture Report, but to ensure that state capture is eradicated from the face of South Africa. Even with Ramaphosa, the ANC, and Ramaphosa's entire government united against the DA, we will not back down. We will continue this fight to ensure that ANC cater deployment is abolished from the face of this country, because we care about the future of South Africa above all else.